So let's review. The Gemara earlier offered several explanations of the Machlekes Shammai VeHillel regarding the point at which a Nida becomes Tamei for Taharas V'Truma. One of them is as follows. Shammai holds Dayan Shaitan. She becomes Tamei only from the time of Re'iyah when she noticed the discharge, because the Misa the Havadam Meikar Havasi. Had there been a previous Re'iyah, she would have seen a flow of blood, and since there was no flow, she's considered Tahar until the actual Re'iyah. And Hill holds, Mepkid Lepkida Vafil Yom Harbi. She becomes Tamei retroactively from the time of her last clean Bedika examination, even though it was many days ago. Because Koisli Beis HaRechem Himidu, there might have been a previous Re'iyah, but there was no flow because the blood was retained by the walls of the womb. Therefore, she is Safek Tamei from the last Bedika. The Gemara cites a Braisa in which Shammai VeHillel applied their opinions to the following halacha. Kupish and Nishtamsha B'Taharis B'Zavizu, B'Nimtza Sheretz B'Zavis Acheres, Taharis Rishonis Timaeus. If Taharis was stored in a corner of a long box and then removed, and the dead Sheretz was later found in another corner of the same box, all agree that the original Taharis are Tamei retroactively, because as Rash explains, Dekalameim Akoidim Shenitlu Taharis Abahasim V'Nitma Hakli Machmas Sheretz V'Taharis Machmas Hakli. The Sheretz was possibly already in the box before the Taharis were removed. Therefore, the box became Tamei from the Sheretz, which in turn caused the Taharis to become Tamei from the box. Rashi adds, however, Nimtza Sheretz Ba'isi Zavis, Taharis Rishainis Taharis. If the Sheretz was later found in the same corner where the Taharis had been, they're tar because the Vade Basa Hachi Nafal, the Abahasim Bishas Taharis, have a Chazli Keshetzin. The Sheretz certainly came into the box after the Taharis were removed because otherwise he would have noticed the Sheretz when he removed the Taharis. Now, Hill holds there is no distinction between Kupa and Nida. And regarding both, the Taharis become Tamei L'Mafreya because the Mikara have a Hasan. We must be concerned that the newly found Tuma was there from before. While Shammai makes the following distinction. Only in the case of Kupa, Taharis Rishonis Tameis, because Yeshlet Shulayim, the box has a bottom that prevents the Sheretz from falling out. Therefore, we must be concerned that the Sheretz was there from before, and when he removed the Taharis through the top, the Sheretz remained concealed at the bottom. However, in the case of Nida, Dayan Shaitan, because Ein Lo Shulayim, since the Nida has nothing to prevent the flow of Dam, had there been a previous Re'iyah, she would have seen a flow of Dam. Therefore, we assume that the Re'iyah must have happened at that moment that she noticed it. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in the same case of Kupash and Nishtamsha, but Taharis Bezav Azub and Nimsa Sheretz Bezav Asacharis. Chizkiyah says, Taharis Rishonis Taharis. Or Rabbi Yochanan says, Taharis Rishonis Tameis. I think more questions Chizkiyah from the previous Braisa in which both Shammai VeHillel agree that in the case of Kupa, Taharis Rishonis Tameis. And the Gemara proceeds to make four distinctions between the two machlekes that are alluded to in the simon Shalayim, Bedukin, Mechusin, Bezavis, simon. Shalayim. Perhaps Shammai VeHillel referred to a case of Kupa Shiesh Lo Shalayim. The box had a bottom. Therefore, Taharis Rishonis Tameis because the Ikalamei Mekoyim Shanitlu Taharis Hava, Hasam, as explained earlier. While Chizkiyah Rabbi Yochanan referred to a case of Kupa Shein Lo Shalayim, Viesh Lo Ugnim. The box had no bottom, but the sides were bent inward to form a rim near the bottom. Therefore, Chizkiyah holds Taharis Rishonis Tameis because Ein Lo Shalayim. Since the box has no bottom, a previous Sheretz would have fallen out. While Rabbi Yochanan holds Taharis Rishonis Tameis because Yesh Lo Ugnim. The rim would prevent the Sheretz from falling out. Bedukin. Or perhaps Shammai VeHillel referred to Kupa Shein Lo Beduka. The box was not pre-checked for a Sheretz. Therefore, we assume the Sheretz was there all along, and the Taharis became Tamei. And accordingly, in the corresponding case of Nida, Kivin Eshchicha Badamim Kishein Beduka Tamei. A Nida is considered Ein Beduka even though she did a Beduka because she sees Dam regularly. While Chizkiyah Rabbi Yochanan referred to Kupa Beduka, the box was pre-checked for a Sheretz. Therefore, Chizkiyah holds Habatka. Since the box was checked, we assume there was no Sheretz, and the Taharis are Tar. Or Rabbi Yochanan holds Emer Im Siluk Yodoy Nafal. It's possible that at the very moment he removed his hand and finished checking, the Sheretz fell in and the Taharis became Tamei. Mechusin, or perhaps Shammai VeHillel referred to Bekupa She'ena Mechusa. The box has no cover. Therefore, we must be concerned that a Sheretz fell in and the Taharis became Tamei. And accordingly, in the corresponding case of Nida, Kibn Eshchicha Badamim, Kishein Mechusa Damim. A Nida is considered Eina Mechusa, even though she is covered because she sees Dam regularly. While Chizkiyah Rabbi Yochanan referred to Bekupa Mechusa, the box has a cover. Therefore, Chizkiyah holds Kozman Shataris Betecha Nizer Bavachisa. Since he keeps the box covered while the Taharis are in the box, we assume that a Sheretz did not fall in until after the Taharis were removed. Or Rabbi Yochanan holds Cheshin Hashem Kishagila Lishtamish Banafel. We're concerned that the Sheretz fell in the moment he uncovered the box to take the Taharis. Bezavis. Or perhaps Shammai VeHillel referred to Bezavis Kupa, different corners of the box. The box was always in one location, but the Taharis and Sheretz were found in different corners of the box. while Chizkiya Rabbi Yechon referred to Bezavas Bayis, different corners of the house, as the Gemara explains. Kupish and Nishtamshu Bataharis Bezavas Bayis Zu, Vitaltalu Bezavas Acheris, Venimtsa Sheris Bezavas Acheris. The box was first used for Taharis in one part of the house. And after removing the Taharis, the box was moved to a different part of the house, and it is there that they found the Sheritz in the box. And the Machlik says as follows. Bichna holds Machasakin and Tumim Mokam Lamakam. We assume that the Sheritz found in the current location was also with the Taharis in the previous location. While Chizkiya holds like Machasakin and Tumim Mokam Lamakam, we do not assume that the Sheritz in the current location was also in the previous location. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yechon's opinion from several brises and concludes as follows. B'mokam mitziyasan lisrif. If the tumah was later found in the same location where the taharis had been, as in the case of Shammai v'Hillel, the tumah caused a vadei tumah retroactively to the taharis, and they are therefore burnt. However, shalei b'mokam mitziyasan misip lisrafinan mitla talinan. If the tumah was later found in a different location, the tumah causes only a suffix tumah retroactively to the taharis, and therefore they may not be eaten, but they are not burnt. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that elaborates on the Chacham's opinion of our Mishnah. We do not rule leniently like Beis Shammai, nor stringently like Beis Hillel. Rather, I need this considered tummy retroactively, but only up to the last 24 hours, or from her last clean bedika, whichever happened later, as follows. Me'es le'es me'etes al yad me'pikid le'pikidah means bad ke'atzma be'echad b'shabbos u'matzah tayr. V'yashva sheni v'shlisha v'lei badka v'lervi badka v'matzah tmeya. Ein amr t'tamim b'kid l'b'kidah el me'es le'es. If a woman had a clean badika on Sunday, then waited 3 days and had an unclean badika on Wednesday, she's tamim retroactively only up to the last 24 hours, but not up to the last badika of 3 days ago. And mepikid lepikid mimetzus liyad meis liyais means batka asma b'shav rishayna or matzas tara v'yashvul ashniya v'shlishad lebatka b'lerviz batka matzah temeya ein amr t'tamim meis liyais mepikid lepikid. She had a clean bedika in the first hour of the day, waited 3 hours, and had an unclean bedika in the fourth hour of the day. She's tamar retroactively only up to the last bedika of 3 hours ago, but not up to 24 hours. I think I'm going to explain the Chacham's opinion as follows. Chacham tiknu len lebnais Yisrael sheyabaitkes atzman shachris v'arbas. Chacham initiated that every woman who handles tyrus must do a bedikah twice a day, morning and evening, because shachris lahachshir tyrus shalayla, v'arbas lahachshir tyrus shalayim. The bedikah in the morning establishes as tar the tyrus that she handled in the preceding 12 hours of the evening, and the bedikah in the evening establishes as tar the tyrus that she handled in the preceding 12 hours of the day. Therefore, b'zu hoya b'lei batka, hefsida oin yisera. If a woman did not do a bedikah for many days and became a nida, the Chacham penalized her that she loses the taharas of an additional preceding 12-hour period in all 24 hours.